This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. AP's Ed Donahue.
This was the president's first visit to the scene of America's longest war.
There's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth.
The president told the troops there are peace talks going on with the Taliban.
We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal. And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job.
The first stop for the president at Bagram was a dining hall. He served meals. As for eating,
I had some of the mashed potatoes, and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures.
About 12,000 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iraqi security forces used live ammunition once again on mostly unarmed demonstrators. This occurred Thursday, where at least 40 people in one of the deadliest days since the anti-government protests began last month, security and medical officials said. At least 25 people were killed, more than 200 wounded when the security forces opened fire on protesters who had blocked key roads and bridges in the southern city of Nasiriyah Thursday. Baghdad said it has sent military troops to restore order across southern Iraq, where the protests have grown increasingly violent, with demonstrations occupying buildings and bridges as well, also clashing with security forces who have used tear gas and live ammunition almost on a daily basis. The death toll in an earthquake-ravaged Albania rose to at least 41 Thursday after 9 bodies were pulled from the rubble and hope faded for finding additional survivors from that Tuesday's tremor, the strongest to hit the country in more than 3 decades. This is VOA News. Confirmation Friday by North Korea that it tested a super-large multiple rocket launcher, the latest reminder of Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks. VOA's Bill Gallo.
Seoul estimates the weapons traveled about 380 kilometers before splashing into the sea. It apparently was the North's latest test of a large-caliber multiple rocket launch system. It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea last month walked out of working-level nuclear negotiations with the United States. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests.
That is VOA's Bill Gallo reporting. An ex-Polish president talks to the AP about Hunter Biden and Burisma after correspondent Mike Gracio with AP reports.
A former president of Poland who is on the board of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma is defending Hunter Biden's contribution to the advisory board. Alexander Kwaśniewski tells the Associated Press Biden never used his relationship with his father, Joe Biden, to further the company's interests. The Bidens and Burisma are central to the ongoing impeachment hearings in Washington. The inquiry centers on President Donald Trump withholding nearly $400 million in military aid that was eventually released, while he pressed Ukraine's president to have the Bidens and Burisma investigated. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A former monk has died in eastern Tibet after setting himself on fire this week to protest China's repressive rule. Yan Ten, a 24-year-old former monk at Kirti Monastery in the western China province of Sichuan, carried out a self-immolation Tuesday in a township. Spokesperson said that China had imposed restrictions in the area, including cell phone use, slowing the gathering and dissemination of information about the incident. There have been 156 self-immolations across Tibet over the past decade, 44 of which have been in one province and region alone. Germany's justice minister is calling for the country to strengthen laws on anti-Semitic crimes as part of the government's response to a deadly attack in eastern Germany. The Justice Minister, Christine Lambrecht, told Parliament Thursday of her planned amendment to the country's current law that would make anti-Semitism an aggravating factor for hate crimes in the nation's criminal code. Currently, discrimination against particular groups are considered aggravating factors, but the law does not specifically refer to Jews. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.